What up, what up, what up? It's the Wolfpack Trey Show, starring Wolfpack Trey. I'm your host, Wolfpack Trey. This is episode 39. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm kind of pissed right now. I just recorded a whole episode. Literally. Like, it was like damn near I was at the finish line. I end up pressing the wrong button on my shit. That shit fucking just stopped, and it didn't even save. Like, you would think if it stopped, it would save whatever I had, and then I could just jump back in. But it didn't even save the file. It like completely just deleted, and it's not even in my recycle bin or nothing. I'm like, man, bro. So I'm just like, I wasn't even gonna put out an episode now, but it's already been like too long. And if I didn't put out one a day, I wasn't gonna put one out, and it was gonna be just longer. And I wanted to put out at least one episode out this month, at least. And if I didn't, because I already got a million things going on, I know if I didn't do it today, it was gonna be at least, if not, by the end of the month, at some point, next month. And I didn't want to not do one for November, so I guess I'm gonna have to start over and pretty much just re-fucking say whatever I said. Like, I was going off the dome, and it was literally going so smooth. Like I gave y'all a nice monologue. The monologue was like top tier. So it's just like, bro, what the fuck? What do I be doing sometimes, man? Shit just don't be making sense, bro. It's like, even when I try to do good, I be still fucking shit up, man. But nobody perfect. We back in here. I guess it's part fucking two of episode 39. This is episode 39. I don't even know if I told y'all that. I'm so fucking flustered on what just happened. I'm kind of flabbergasted, I'm not gonna lie. And I'm saying words I ain't never said before. This shit is so appalling, bruh. Like, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna have to slice this episode into, it was a 30-minute episode. I'm gonna have to slice it into a 20-minute episode, because I have to get ready for work at some point. I don't have to work until, I gotta go in early, so I won't be able to be on too long. I literally got maybe like an hour or so. So I'm gonna have to slash whatever I was talking about and get just straight to the point, really. But when I was, the last thing I was talking about before I got cut off was music. And like, a lot of people been dropping towards the end of the year. We just got an EP from Trippie Redd. Drake dropping tonight. Scary Hours 3. What else? Ken Carson had dropped. I don't know when his album dropped, but I know it wasn't too long ago. I'm just now starting to listen to him a little bit. He a hit or miss artist. He a new artist, so I'm giving him a chance. He ain't too bad. He got a couple songs that I fuck with. And then it's a couple more people that's been dropping, and I don't really want to go through everybody, but like, the people that I personally listen to, it's only been a couple people. It's been like here and there. So, but it's really been quiet on the music tip. It's really been just quiet in general with all that shit with the year, really. So, and then we was talking about movies. I said the Thanksgiving movie is either out or not out. I don't know. It's coming out soon, if not tomorrow. But basically, it was an old trailer from if you watch movies like that, it's an old trailer from a Grindhouse double feature movie from Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, whenever they did Death Proof and Planet Terror. It was a fake trailer in one of those movies. Machete was one of the, I think Machete was one of the trailers for one of those movies too. But Machete ended up getting made a couple years later. And Thanksgiving just now just got made. It's basically about this fucking What the niggas called? This nigga dressed up like a fucking, what is a pilgrim? This nigga dressed up like a pilgrim, killing niggas. I don't know why though. It's like a small town. It's like on some Scream type shit. But I heard it was pretty decent though, from the reviews I done saw. So I'm ready to check that shit out. I'm not watching the Marvels. I'm good on Marvel. Like, Marvel's so fucking trash right now. I'm straight. Like, I'm not even invested in Marvel. The only thing that I'm really Marvel-wise that I'm anticipating is that new Blade movie. Just so I can see how it is. See how it's gonna be different from the old shit. If it's gonna be better or if it's gonna be worse. Which, if it's Marvel, especially right now, it's probably gonna be worse. So, but other than that, I'm not watching Loki. I'm not watching fucking Secret Invasion. Like, my nigga, you can keep all that. I'm straight. I'm good. Like, y'all doing the same shit y'all done did every however many movies. Y'all doing the same repetitive fucking not funny ass jokes. Y'all trying to connect everything together, but it's so fucking sloppy to the point where sometimes you would just blatantly just act like it didn't happen, or you would just find a dumb excuse to where it don't matter no more. So I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of them niggas getting my hopes up about something, and that shit just it should just be crashing and burning, bro. Like, if it's not the boys, and if it's not nothing associated with the boys like Gen V or something like Invincible, I'm really good on superhero type shit. It's got to be really different for me to care, because it really just be the same shit. That shit be watered down. DC, it just be that shit just be watered down. I don't really be caring about that shit no more. I still ain't watched Blue Beetle. I'm gonna watch it at some point when I care enough to watch it, but I just don't give a fuck. It's a new movie called The Killer that just came out on Netflix, even though it's fuck Netflix, but you know I don't pay for Netflix, but I watch their movies. I don't watch it. I don't. Yeah, I'm not gonna say no more. But yeah, The Killer is out. If you watch Netflix, I guess you can watch it on there. But if you really want to watch it, it's ways. So yeah. It was pretty decent though. I liked it. I'm gonna have to rewatch it. I watched it once. So, but for what I watched it when I watched it, I really paid attention to it. So. It was good. I'm about to rewatch it. It's one of those. It's a rewatchable movie. So, it's decent. TV show wise, like I said, Invincible is out. I'm going to have to recap from the first episode from the first season, because I remember shit, but it's been so much shit that's been going on in the last however long from the first episode till now. I got to rewatch it. So, I've seen the first two episodes, but I want to rewatch it all and really have like a fresh, like, knowing of what's going on. Power Book 4 said just ended season 2. It's really on some GTA vibes. Like, I feel like it's really just a long ass GTA TV series at this point, but it's okay. If you go in with a numb ass mind and you really just don't think about it too hard, and you just let it be what it is, it's okay. Story get kind of stupid at some points, and then like I said, they be really on some murder shit, and they just really just be getting away with it, and like nobody get caught at all. It's just like they just make it seem like you can easily just murder somebody and just get away with it, just bury them, and that's. That's it. But it's okay. Raising Kanan season 3, I believe, is out December 1st. So be ready for that for all my Power fans. I'm ready for season 4 of Power Book Ghost. I ain't gonna lie. That shit. Definitely fire. Gen V had ended. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. Man, that last episode wasn't that last time I talked to y'all, but like I said, it was okay. I liked the show. I was invested in the show, but I was also invested in that weekend show, The Idol, so you could really take that for what it is. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. The only thing I don't like about that show, or the boys in general, is they always do the reverse, like they reverse it to where the bad guy, they make the bad guys, or the they make it the bad yeah, they make the bad guys look like the good guys, and they make the good guys like the bad guys. It's like a thing they keep doing, which they try to be like, oh, well, we're gonna be different from everybody else. Like, I understand y'all being different, but y'all doing the same, like repetitive, like, oh, this person's good, but we're gonna twist it to be a way to find it to where their whatever they did that was good was evil. Like, oh, you helped this person, but we're gonna make it seem like you were really trying to kill them. Like, it's cool, bro, but I feel like they make it seem like every person on that show is a fucking evil person, and out of the rare few people that's okay, they twist it to make them seem like they the menace, and they do it consistently. But yeah, like I said, on my previously deleted episode, if you're not working hard, you're not doing shit. I don't want to hear no excuses. I get up every day. I take care of what I need to take care of. I take care of my responsibilities. I go to work every day. I don't call off. I make it to where I have everything organized and situated. And I'm comfortable for what I have. I don't need to be fancy. I'm not worried about nobody else. That's what you need to start worrying about. Too many people be worried about other people. You need to be worrying about yourself. Worry about how you can be better than yesterday. Worry about how you can be better than last year. Like, do great. Niggas like me want to see you do great. Like, I'm not about to compare myself to nobody. Like, oh, why does this person have this and I don't have this? Like, I'm not about to do that. I'm gone. If I see something that you got that is nice, it's gonna be motivational for me. Like, how can I work harder to get this certain thing? I'm not about to be envious and jealous or comparing myself and like asking the universe, like, why does this person get this and I don't get this? And I like do better. That's all you can do. You sitting there complaining and bitching and moaning. Motherfuckers be too old. Like, it be old ass motherfuckers complaining, bro. And that's why you stuck on where you at. Like, that's why you never surpass that hump. 'Cause you sitting there complaining, bitching and moaning and like comparing yourself, like, oh, why is this person, why is my life, why was my life like this and this person had everything? Like, bro, who cares? Like, that's how the cookie crumbles, my guy. Like, that's how the universe played it out. Some people gotta work harder as other people. It is what it is. Like, it's fucking motherfuckers way younger than me that got way better cars and way better houses and like a lot more shit going on than me. But what am I getting out of moping about that? Like, why am I, what is crying to the universe gonna do to make my situation any better? That's what I don't understand. Motherfuckers be crying. Like, the only thing you can do to change that situation is do better, nigga. Like, you sitting there crying like a hoe. Like, what, my nigga? Do better. You ain't got no other choice. Like, it's too many lost souls out here, or that was out here because motherfuckers envious and jealous. Like, there's a lot of people that died because somebody else was mad about their progression in life. They was looking at them and seeing, how is this person working like this? And got this. I'm so envious and jealous that I'm gonna take this person out because I don't believe in myself. And they end up like, still, like, no matter what, like, it's always gonna be somebody that's better than you at something. So, yeah, and then you crashed out, now you're in prison, now you ruin your life. And it didn't make your situation any better, even if you didn't go to prison and ruin your life. You still gonna be broke. You still broke, nigga. You must have, you got what you got at the time, but at the end of the day, you still gonna be the same person. I'm unmotivated and a bum. So, you're not getting nowhere out of comparing yourself. So if you're doing that, hold on, let me take a drink. So if you're doing that, stop doing that. You look real stupid. You look real stupid. Like, stop comparing yourself. Do better. Like, just because a nigga telling you the truth don't mean they being disrespectful or being an asshole. I understand. People can't take the truth. Like, I sit there and I dead ass to tell you the truth. I'm not about to sugarcoat it. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care if you feel some type of way. I'm not gonna disrespect you. If you feel like my words that I'm saying is disrespectful, that's just how you taking it. My intentions are not to be disrespectful. My intentions is to make you better and motivate you to do better. But if some niggas, and this is just be people in general, it just be anybody, motherfuckers be getting offended. Like when you tell them, like when motherfuckers crying and you tell them some shit like, oh, well, the only thing you can do is Oh, well, if I just don't get, I just don't understand. Well, I don't get this because of this. And I can't just do that because I got this payment and I got this bill. So how am I gonna be able to do this if I gotta do this? Like, bro, you're just making up scenarios at this point. You're making excuses. Like, oh, you can do this. I'm not able to do this. That's why I'm not able to do this because like, bro, you just making excuses. You just trying to find any way in your brain to verify why you lazy and you unmotivated. That's all you doing. Like when you sit there and do that other shit, like, oh, I can't do this because if I do this, I'm not gonna be able to do this. And if I do the, I'll do this and I'll do this. Like, bro, like, you much rather take a chance or be in the same situation you're in. Because if you don't do something, you still gonna be complaining and not being nowhere in life. So obviously, you making up scenarios on some Doctor Strange shit, trying to imagine what's gonna happen, but you still stuck. So at the end of the day, whatever scenarios you're making and you're not taking no chances or risk, you're still gonna be at the same fucking point of where you at. Just because you fucking jogging don't mean you going anywhere. You could be jogging in place. Just because, yeah, that's what it is. Just because you moving don't mean you going anywhere. Like, you sitting there making up things in your head thinking you know what's gonna happen. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen in the universe, nigga. You never know what's gonna happen. Shit happens. Like, you can go from fucking cleaning the floors to literally making bank. Like, I literally did that. Like, I went from literally cleaning floors and I'm literally making bank. And that's because I worked hard and I decided that I'm gonna work hard. I got shit to do. I got responsibilities to take care of. I want to be better and do better for myself. And the only person that's gonna do that is me. I'm not gonna get nowhere fucking crying and bitching. Like, oh, why does this person have this and I don't have that? Oh, like, bro, that's not getting me nowhere, nigga. Like, I fucking decided to step my grind up and focus on myself and like what I like and not have nobody influence my thoughts on what I decide that I like in my life. Like, I decide to like my pre-owned car. I don't need to go get a new car. I can get back and forth. I don't need to be fancy. I don't need to have a a newer car just to fit in with everybody else. Like I can have an old pre-owned car with a CD player and get back and forth to work, and if it get me back to forth to work, it's good. Like I don't need nothing like that. I don't need no fucking crazy ass, stupid, nice ass house. Like I got the house that I got. It's not perfect. It's not run down or nothing like that, but it's not fucking perfect. But whatever issues it is, it can be fixed, and it has been getting fixed over time. It's just a process. Like I'm comfortable for what I got. I'm satisfied for what I got. And yeah, like I'm not about to compare myself. Like it's motherfucking YouTubers like Kai Cenat and all them little niggas that's rich as fuck, that's getting money, like real life getting a bag, and that's doing real good for themselves. That's way young. That's like 10 years, however many years younger than me, and they making way more money and they got way more shit going on. But do I let that shit motivate? Did I let that shit fucking upset me to the point where I'm like literally downing myself? Like, no, my nigga. Like, when I see that shit, like, that's motivated me to do better. Like, everybody's path is different. Like, just because it happened for them at that point, don't mean it's gonna happen for you. Like, your timing is gonna be your timing for whatever it is if you're working hard enough. Motherfucker sitting there trying to compare, like, that shit ain't getting you nowhere. That's why you ain't got nowhere, my nigga. But that's really my rant. I really just knocked out 21 minutes out of nowhere. I'm really only 9 minutes from behind from where I'm at. So I really just zoned off because I really feel like I got a lot on my mind. And I ain't really like really went too deep because there's a lot of shit that I have been going through in my life that I can't. I'm not about to come on this motherfucker and talk about. Like, we ain't got to that point. Like, that'd be on some real life, like, confessional type shit. Like, I'm on a confessional podcast at that point. Like, I'm really going crazy. I'm not gonna give you all that information. So, you know, I like to keep it private when it comes to certain things in my life, but I really have been going through it. Like, when it comes to like life shit, it ain't really like going through it like as in like bad. It's just like certain things I'm trying to like figure out how I should go about it, and like some shit decision wise, like when you make certain decisions about things. And got people's like well being, not like well being, but like I don't know how to explain it without like saying too much, but like sometimes choices, you gotta make choices, bro. And it's gonna be like a fucking video game. Like you got like a couple choices, my nigga. Like whatever choice you make is gonna alter the fucking storyline, my nigga. Like, so I be going through the trials and tribulations of like different choices that I'm gonna decide to make in my life if I want to proceed with certain things and not, you know, do the same things that I was doing previous and like do different shit and like different paths and like figuring out different paths of what I want to take with certain things and like talking to myself about figuring out certain ways so I can be like a better person for myself, not like a motherfucking humanitarian where I'm just the most like just a, you know, just not like a fucking, I'm not superhero type shit, but I'm just like I'm at peace with myself when it comes to certain things. I'm not moving how I'm moving, but I'm still at the end of the day gonna be me. So it's just, I don't know, it's growth. It's just like niggas just getting old at this point. But yeah, man. Like I said, I had to cut off. I really had to squeeze a lot of what I was talking about from the previous episode that got deleted. I had to squeeze a lot into one. So if it really sound compact and I'm talking about a lot in a short period of time, you feel like my bad. I didn't mean to rush or nothing like that. But yeah, at least I picked up what happened, because, like, I ain't gonna lie, whenever I fucking, when I recorded that shit, I was not about to, when I recorded that shit and I found out that it was deleted, I was not about to do this shit. But I got to, bro. You got to be consistent, bro. Just because mistakes happen, shit happens. So, like, it was either do it or not do it, and I'm not about to not do it, my nigga. Like, I gotta focus on grinding. I gotta focus on being better, being consistent with shit. And yeah, mistakes happen. So, I know for next time that whatever shit that I did, not to do that shit again, basically. But yeah, that was another thing that I was gonna say, or that I said previous, but I didn't get to say in this one. Yeah, I've been seeing it's been a lot of new engagement into the show. So if we got new listeners out there, I appreciate y'all. Give a round of applause to y'all motherfucking self. Yeah, I'll be really on this bitch just talking. Like I'm not one of them niggas is like, oh, let's get a podcast and we gonna all come in here and just be on some really just saying anything. And oh, what I would do if somebody asked me if I had a certain amount of money, like would I do some weird shit? Like, bro, I'm not on here on no goofy wasting time just talking about anything on some NPC shit. And that's no diss with nobody. You decide to talk about whatever you decide to talk about. Whatever I decide to talk about is whatever I decide to talk about. So everybody, to each his own, I guess. But me personally, I'm not on here doing that shit. Sometimes it might sound like to y'all that I'm not talking about shit, but to me, I'm talking about shit. This is a show about nothing. It's literally like the title of the show is literally in the caption, the description of the show. It's the show about everything and nothing at all. Like I said from the beginning, most of the time, I don't write nothing down. I'm just coming in here to talk. Because this is majority of my talking. Like, I don't go through my life talking for real. I don't really got too much to say to too many people. Like, if it ain't, like, I'm respectable and I have conversations. But I'm not trying to engage too many people like that. I'm not saying I'm not friendly. I just don't want to interact with too many people like that. Like, being a social butterfly to everybody. Like, I just like to be low-key, and I like people to gravitate towards me, and we just go from there. I don't, like, in certain situations, don't get me wrong, I go up to people and introduce myself. If I really am interested in that person to get to know them as whatever I want to get to know them as at the time. And that has nothing to do with anything like that. It's just in general. But everybody different, though. Yeah. And if I didn't say it already, we getting ready for a birthday. Miss Sonya Rose, my daughter, she'll be 3 years old next week, Friday, Black Friday, the 24th. Yeah. I remember when she was first born. And, yeah, time flying. I feel like I'm getting old because here soon, at some point, she going to be, 16, asking for a car. I'm going to be however old I am. But we're going to cross that bridge when we get there. And, yeah. So, shout out to Sonya Rose, Big 3. We done came a long way. We're going to have a good time for your birthday. I already got your shit together. Your dad got you. We gonna go and take you out of town. And yeah, we gonna celebrate. Yeah. So yeah. Like I said, I don't wanna say when the next time I'm gonna be on, cause I don't wanna give nobody no expectations, cause I don't wanna be no Playboy Cardi type nigga and say, oh, I'm gonna be on next week and not be on for 2 months. Oh, I'm going to be on Friday. Like, I said that because I said I was going to do a Halloween episode. I don't know if I said I was going to do it or I might did it. If I said I might do it, then you can't really say nothing. But if I said I was going to do it, my bad. But I'm not going to say if I'm going to do it or not. I'm just going to say I'll be on the next time I'll be on. This is episode 39. We getting to episode 40. We getting there. We slowly getting there. At some point, we going to be on episode 100. We getting there slowly, but at some point, we getting there. We've been rocking for the last couple years now since I revamped the show. So, what, I revamped the show in 2021. We pushing, what, yeah, we got 2 years in so far. So, we're just going to keep going. And, yeah, I hope y'all have a good one. Peace.